Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. This will be a shorter intro. If you want the full one, check out the first part of the Behind the Ostium series, which I highly recommend if you want to do this in order. And if you enjoyed the first episode and would like access to the whole series, you can do that on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. At the $5 tier, you can get access to the 40-plus episodes of the Behind the Ostium series, plus ad-free episodes of the Ostium Network shows, and a whole bunch of bonus material. So let's get started with the next episode of Behind the Ostium, where I sit down with Dwayne Farver of the Manifestations podcast and a big fan of the show, and we talk about the ins and outs of our favorite show, the Ostium Podcast.
So then we move on to episode 6, Dialogues. And I already knew this was what this episode was going to be. It was our two characters coming together. And this is where I wanted to try something a little different, which I've gone on to now do in future seasons, where I wanted an all dialogue episode, just the characters interacting with each other, not having any kind of narrative in their head sort of thing from their point of view, more just them reacting to each other and talking to each other. And then I've gone on to do that in future seasons too, where I want at least one or two episodes of all dialogue just to give it a different kind of feel. But because this was such a big moment in the series of having these two characters meet up for the first time, I wanted to make it something unique again and stand out. It was also the first time we got Chris, who plays Jake, and Georgia, who plays Monica, actually together. We were all together in, I believe it was Chris's old house, all sitting on his floor of his studio area with our mics and stuff. And, well, they had their mics. I had my script in front of me to make sure they were saying the right words. But it was the first time having us all together and just recording together. So there was a definite different dynamic to it all. And it, definitely helped make them, you know, connect better and react to each other's lines and put more of their character, more of their feelings as people into the character, it felt. And that they could also react off of each other, you know, and work together. A little bit on their background, we're all friends in real life. We're all former Borders employees and stuff. And so that kind of helped, I think, make it break any ice that wasn't really there that would be broken, because we all knew each other and we were friendly and stuff, that we were all just comfortable with each other recording. And then with that episode, I then led it up to a cliffhanger with some of Monica's soldier people coming, arriving, and setting up a kind of another cliffhanger there with a new kind of a new chapter in the storyline of changing things again, where now all of a sudden you have Monica's people coming in and giving a different feel to the show once again.
The big thing I got from this is that I did not believe Monica yet. I didn't trust her, didn't trust what she was saying about Steve. Just had a gut reaction that there was some misdirection going on. I did find it interesting that she was saying she had a job to review satellite images, and that's how she found Ostium.
Yeah, and it was a chance, I think, for me to give a kind of different angle to Ostium, seeing it from above, kind of how I see it in my head, and kind of give it a chance for the listeners to kind of see that angle too, and kind of go into a little more of the, almost like the mythology and the history of the town and stuff like that.
We get hints at the design, like with the medieval wall surrounding Ostium, mm-hmm. And then going to the map table with the glowing objects. I have a note here that it felt right. I remember from the first time that I was listening to this, I was like, oh yeah, that's what would happen. That seems like.
Because I can't remember if I told this before with the glowing numbers, it was kind of like a little, almost a video gamey reference there. So it's a little bad, but also I think making Ostium a strange, unusual, unique place that is almost like made up of different things, so it's not clear that it fits in this particular time or belongs in this particular setting, that it's definitely outside of or adjacent to the regular world.
And my last note was that the cavalry in question mark has arrived. Mm-hmm. Definitely wasn't someone coming to save anyone for sure.
Yeah, and also that the way they come in, well, I guess that's for the next episode, so I won't talk about that quite yet. But again, just giving it, you know, turning it on its head, which I've kind of had the feedback from different listeners say, which is what I'm always looking to do, is I never want Austin to become predictable or obvious, you know? I always want it to change up and pull things out of left field, things you're never going to see coming, and it's not always necessarily that I mean, that's my intention, but I don't always plot it out that way. It just happens. I just put the words on the page and then, oh, okay, that's happening now. Okay, well, that changes that. And then I stick with it. And then it pretty much always pans out that I can keep that in there and keep going in that direction. And it's led to many strange and interesting and unusual places.
Definitely.